It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This year, we'll experience a once-in-a-lifetime convergence of holidays. Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah occur on the same day. In celebration of what she calls a Jewish-American mashup, Dana Reichman-Gattell, a native of Squirrel Hill, has popularized the term Thanksgivica online. And she joins us by phone from Boston, where she now lives, to talk about how the concept has taken off and why these two holidays can be complementary. Dana Reichman-Gattell, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So talk about how the Thanksgivica fad was born.
You know, Jewish organizations give out Jewish calendars because our holidays, you know, are tied to the Hebrew calendar, which is lunar-based. So each year, people don't know when holidays are. You need to consult this extra resource. So a couple of years ago, I think 2 years ago, I saw they had a projection of, you know, subsequent years' dates. And the November Hanukkah popped out at me as being completely absurd. And it was just about this time last year where I was driving to work and remembering, you know, wow, in 2013, Hanukkah and Thanksgiving are on the same day. And I just thought it was going to be big. People are going to be excited about this. You know, there'll be special recipes. What would you call a day like that? And I was just bouncing the words around in my mind, driving in the car, and I came up with Thanksgivica. And my background's in marketing, and I spend a good bit of time on Facebook, probably more than I should. So it just, to me, sounded like a Facebook page. And so I set it up immediately that day, that, a Twitter account, and I started a blog. And slowly over time, we started to gain followers. We posted kind of collage images that we hoped people would share and help spread the page and the concept and awareness of this holiday convergence virally. The pictures would blend together like iconic colonial American images with rabbis and Thanksgiving and Hanukkah stuff. So there was a lot of playful cultural juxtapositions.
Like you could put rabbis with pilgrims and, you know, it all looks big happy table.
Right. We, doctored up, made a parody image of Norman Rockwell's iconic Thanksgiving dinner with people with yarmulkes on them. We took a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving image and added dreidels and some Jewish food to the table. So it was really just so amusing at first. But even on that first day, I thought, you know, it's not just Jews and the rest of America celebrating all on the same day, because Jews in this country really embrace Thanksgiving. We love a holiday. It's good for lots of eating. You know, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but there's something about it, because they're both, you know, intersecting, that what an opportunity to celebrate the Jewish American experience, which I've had an incredible one growing up in Squirrel Hill, and also an opportunity for American Jews to celebrate America. And the whole, both holidays are festivals of gratitude. So why not give thanks to America for making the Jewish American experience possible?
And Dana, are you finding that more people are enjoying the mashup, or are they saying, gosh, it's all happening on one day, and instead of having Thanksgiving and then Hanukkah comes? I mean, I imagine for anybody observing the day and the two holidays that it would be like having Christmas on Thanksgiving.
You know, there's been some jokes about, you know, Jewish mothers everywhere in a panic, you know, about how to cook for an event like that. Also jokes about, you know, Jewish mothers celebrating that their children will definitely be home for Hanukkah this year, because that's how Jewish holidays roll, that, you know, they're sometimes on a Wednesday or they're far away, then it's not necessarily when kids can get home from college. Most people are tickled by it and excited and think it's going to be really special. And the good thing about Hanukkah, it's an 8-day festival, so you can absolutely have Thanksgiving and have your Hanukkah celebration at any other point. But it is once every 78,000 years, we think, that the first day of Hanukkah and Thanksgiving will overlap. So it seems like something worth celebrating. And it's rather than, you know, creating something new or making a new mashup, you know, I think it's a one-time thing, and it's fun to celebrate.
And how do you take the traditions of Hanukkah and incorporate them into Thanksgiving?
Well, there's been a lot of really beautiful things written online about that. But Hanukkah is a festival of gratitude for religious freedom, for having emerged from a tough battle, and being grateful for what you have, and for having freedom, and that is similar to what the pilgrims went through in the Thanksgiving story. So there are ways to go around at the table and talk about gratitude, talk about not just things you're grateful for today, but maybe things larger than what we have on ourselves and more in line with our histories and our culture. They're very similar themes, so it's not hard to do.
We're talking with Dana Reichman-Gattell, who is a native of Squirrel Hill and has been credited with popularizing the term Thanksgivica online about Thursday's Thanksgivica celebration, as both Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah fall on the same day. How has your upbringing in Squirrel Hill influenced your approach to this Jewish-American mashup, as you call it?
I think it absolutely influenced it. Squirrel Hill is a very, very special place. I believe it's unique as a Jewish community in America, even in the diversity of types of Jewish communities all living together and different sects and threads that can be together. I grew up, it was cool to be Jewish. The people who weren't Jewish wanted to have bar mitzvahs too. It was so vibrant and positive, and you can't do that. I mean, I don't think you can grow up that way and not feel appreciative, that outside of Israel, this is the greatest place to be Jewish on earth. And maybe in America, Squirrel Hill might be the best place. so many of my friends now that I have kids and I'm in my 30s, just anecdotally or as an aside, so many of my friends talk about, oh, we should move back. It's nice, but it's not Squirrel Hill. So a whole generation of people, I think, my friends have so much affection and either have moved back. My best friend, Bryna Feiner, moved back. There's a lot of that. It's a very, very special place, and I'm really grateful to have grown up there.
Is there a difference between the way that you celebrated Hanukkah when you were growing up in Squirrel Hill and how you celebrate it now that you're in the Boston area?
No, I think, Hanukkah is not, it's become elevated in the shadow of Christmas. But it's not a complicated holiday. You light the candles, you open a present, maybe one a night, maybe not. It's not super high pressure. It's not the biggest deal. And so that's how it is here. And I think it's nice in general, an eight-day holiday kind of takes the pressure off, and you can even continue shopping once Hanukkah started. It's not this, very intense moment necessarily. But I celebrated the same way. But one thing here is that people have Thanksgiving in the middle of the day. I don't know if that's a Pittsburgh thing or not, but I always had Thanksgiving dinner at actual dinner time. And here people are gathering much earlier. So
That just makes it impossible to do more eating, I think, is why the
Thanksgiving is huge in New England, as you know. And I live not far from Plymouth, and all the school kids here are going on field trips to Plymouth Rock. And in fact,
that's why they do it in the middle of the day. Dana, is that the pilgrims did it as a daytime meal. Otherwise, right. If they waited till night, it would have been dark and nobody would have been able to see what they were eating.
Okay, got it.
So will you be drinking your gin and tonica or, doing any of the things that Adam Sandler advises that you do for Hanukkah?
Well, there's a fun deli here, Michael's Deli in Brookline, Massachusetts, that has Thanksgivica knishes. And so that's what we'll be bringing to my husband's family celebration. And it's, knish is like this Jewish bun or almost like a dim sum thing. And this one will have a latke and turkey and cranberry sauce inside of it. So it's definitely a mashup and a novelty, and it may even taste good. We're going to try it in honor of Thanksgivica.
That sounds fantastic. Dana Reichman-Gattell, a native of Squirrel Hill, has popularized the term Thanksgivica, and she joined us to talk about this once-in-a-lifetime Thanksgivica holiday. Dana, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgivica.
And to you. Thank you. Now our food and drink contributor, Halby Klein, joins us to talk about some unique pairings to try for your Thanksgivica or Thanksgiving meal. Halby Klein, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. Now, when it comes to what you serve and what not to serve, where do you start, Halby Klein?
So I think the basic thing to remember is that it's still Thanksgiving, and I think people really hold on to their traditions and want to have certain smells and flavors in the house, right?
Sure.
So you want to kind of experiment with this and play with this, but you don't want to go too crazy.
You don't want to stuff the turkey with gefilte fish or something like that.
No, but speaking of turkey, you know, what you could do actually is maybe stuff it with some oranges and some more Mediterranean spices like cumin and allspice and coriander and sumac. And some onions, and maybe, you know, when you're making the gravy, add a spice blend like za'atar, which is like sumac and roasted sesame seeds and thyme and oregano and marjoram and salt to the gravy. So you're still getting the basic turkey, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to add maybe just a little bit, a little twist on flavor. Maybe, you know, top it with a little really good olive oil or something like that.
Okay. I'll go along with that. Now, do you want to do like the typical accoutrement, the mashed potatoes with the gravy and the cranberry sauce, that kind of thing? Or do you want to maybe mix and match there a little bit?
So I think you've got some room for both there, right? So you want to still make
I've got room for all. You know,
Actually,
I got the room.
You know what you could do is just make two entirely separate holiday meals and just serve them all at a big table.
Exactly.
And that's actually, you know, it's funny because I remember I used to go for a while, I used to go down to Tennessee for Thanksgiving, and they would always serve a ham with their Thanksgiving, in addition to a turkey, which I thought was great. So maybe why not make a brisket this year then instead, you know? That could be fun. I might do that, actually. So, you know, you can add an addition like that. Or, like, if you're going to make mashed potatoes, say, you can add a little bit of horseradish and some caraway seeds, which is, you know, the flavor of rye bread. Maybe a little dill, maybe stir in a little chicken fat instead of butter. So, again, you know, kind of adding some Jewish tradition to it, but you're not going so far off the spectrum that you're really making something super crazy.
How about a stuffing with matzo balls?
Yeah, you could do that with matzo balls or a stuffing with challah. You know, the Jewish bread
right.
would be a great thing
yep,
to do.
Yep, yep.
So those are all great things. There's one thing I do want to talk about, though.
Sure.
So I think you should serve latkes with this, right? Which are, you know, the potato pancakes,
those.
They're fried.
I love those. I mean, those alone are just good as it stands, just by themselves. But
you don't really
need
an excuse, right?
Yeah, right. But, no, you do not.
But I'm seeing all sorts of crazy recipes for them, like sweet potato latkes and like latkes with the horseradish and pumpkin spice latkes and everything like that. And so what I say is stick with the traditional latke, right? Use the white potato, use the russet potato. Fry it in chicken fat, have some onion in there. But then what you can do is instead of serving it with applesauce, you can serve it with a cranberry applesauce. And you can use that actually with the turkey as well. So you're ending up multi-purposing this like great sauce. Make cranberry sauce, make applesauce, stir them all together. And that's like a really great accompaniment. But don't go crazy with the latkes. It's sort of like I'm also not a fan of sweet potato fries, though. I think if you're going to have something, if you're going to have a French fry, have a French fry.
Right there with you, man.
So if you're going to have a latke, have a latke. And be, you know.
And have a lot of latkes.
Yeah. But if you do want to do something with the sweet potatoes, right? If you do want to do something with the sweet potatoes, so donuts are a really important part of Hanukkah. So Hanukkah is all about oil, right? It's the 8 days, the miracle.
Right,
and
exactly.
So a lot of the food we eat for Hanukkah has a lot of oil with it. So donuts is a really important dessert that you have. So it's usually a jelly donut. And I've seen some people do cranberry jelly donuts, which I think would be pretty good.
Mm.
Or you can make a donut and stuff it with that sweet potato pie filling and dust it with some powdered sugar. That would be a really nice dessert.
But how about just like a pumpkin icing?
Yeah, you could do like a baked donut if you want and do some pumpkin icing on it. So those are some places you can really play with the food and get a little crazy and have some fun, right?
That is both fun and crazy, but
yeah.
I think I like it.
Yeah, I think so.
That works. It only comes around once in a lifetime, folks. Thanksgivica. Halby Klein is here talking about it with us, our food and drink expert. On to the drinks. What do you recommend for this special occasion?
So if you want to go with wine, you can maybe branch out a little bit, go down to a premium fine wine and spirits store, and they've got a section with kosher wines and some Israeli wines. And, you know, it's hard. There's not a lot written about them. There's a great restaurant called Zahab out in Philadelphia, and they actually have a pretty extensive wine list of Israeli wines and Lebanese wines. And so I would even recommend going to their website and looking at their drinks menu and looking at some of those wines and picking it out. John Wayback, who's the sommelier at Spoon, suggested Golan Heights Winery. He says that's a wine that he really likes. And I think they sell those at the store. So do that. You know, it's you know, get a couple bottles of wine that you're familiar with that you really know you're going to enjoy, but maybe branch out and grab something else. Or Arsenal Cider has a cranberry cider that's a semi-dry cider. And so that's got the holiday Thanksgiving spirit in it. And they also have a Bone Dry Sour Cherry cider also, which seems really good. They did have a Concord Grape based cider wine, which, you know, would really fit in with that Manischewitz tradition.
Sure.
But unfortunately, that's sold out. So, but, you know, go and support them. If you're looking for a beer, Roundabout Brewery has a cranberry wheat beer that's pretty low in alcohol, so it's pretty drinkable. And there's a Schmaltz Brewing Company, which isn't local, but they make something called Hebrew. If you want to, you know, really, if you don't want any jazz in it, if you want to be really overt about what you're doing,
sure,
you can get that. They have something called Messiah Nut Brown Ale, and Nut Brown Ale is a really nice beer to have with the turkey. Or if you want to be a little more non-denominational, Full Pint every year has their Festivus beer.
Festivus for the rest of us.
For the rest of us. If you want to be inclusive, you can get that too. I was thinking about cocktails.
Yeah. No, this is something I really wanted to get into with you because you, I guess, you talked to some bartenders and you explained the concept of this unique holiday. And what did you get from them on this?
Yeah. So the general kind of idea was that there are some Thanksgiving cocktails, but there isn't like a really great tradition of Jewish cocktails. And we did some research, me and a couple of the bartenders, and we didn't find too much. But what I actually found was that honey is a really important part of Jewish cuisine. And there's a great classic cocktail called a bee's knees, which is a gin and honey cocktail, right? So in itself, you could do that, which is great. You know, 2 ounces of gin, 1/4 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of honey simple syrup. You just shake it, garnish it with some lemon. But you can even make it a little thing. You can Thanksgivica-ize it and localize it.
And how do you do that?
So Wiggle has their new honey-based spirit, which is called Landlocked. And they've got two versions, and one of them is spiced. And the spiced version actually works really well as just a holiday spirit in general. So what I thought about doing was maybe taking half of the gin, so 1 ounce of gin, and then using half in the recipe of the Landlocked instead, so 1 ounce of the Landlocked, the spiced, making it the exact same way. And so you've got the honey, so you've got a little bit of Hanukkah tradition in there. And you've also got a really great classic cocktail with some local booze. So I think that's probably the best solution to do it.
That sounds fantastic.
Yep. Or, you know, you can always do, you know, with cranberries. So you can just make like a quick cranberry spritzer. It's not really very Thanksgivica, but it's a good Thanksgiving drink.
All of these are good drink ideas.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, you want to celebrate, have a good time. So maybe get a little bit of each.
Refreshing cocktails for the special occasion of Thanksgivica. So how do you plan to celebrate the holiday?
So this is actually the first time in a while that I'm not going back to my parents' house in California. I'm staying here, and it's
because you're not a Pittsburgh native, but there are things, you know, for non-natives like yourself, Thanksgiving and Hanukkah traditions that I'm sure by now you've started forming, right?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think, you know, when you go somewhere and your family, you know, is somewhere else, you start to form your own families. And I think this is actually something you see a lot in the restaurant communities in Pittsburgh. A lot of them call each other, you know, their families and stuff. And there are a lot of restaurants around town that are having parties for service industry people that, you know, you can't really stay because Wednesday is a huge night for bars and restaurants because all these people are coming back. Friday is a big night because everyone wants to go out or maybe, you know, have a drink or whatever. So you're here. So I know I'm going to go out to Wild Purveyors. Kevin, who owns the store, got some great turkeys and he's going to fry some up. And we've got a bunch of, you know, food writers and some chefs and some people coming in from D.C. that are coming to celebrate. I know a couple other places, some bars are having their own industry parties. One of my neighbors down the block works in a restaurant. He always has a big party every year for restaurant people. So it's good. So I think, you know, for anyone, it's like, you know, you form your own family. And obviously, you know, I'm sure I'm going to call my mom and dad and I'll miss them and I'll go home to California soon. But, you know, you come and you have great traditions. So I'm going to be bringing the latkes with regular potatoes.
Good.
And the cranberry applesauce. So that's going to be one of my contributions. I think I might actually make a brisket. I'm a little inspired now, so I might bring that. And I'm not a baker, but I kind of really want to try these sweet potato filled donuts. I think they could be really good. And I'm bringing the deep fryer already for the latkes. So
very good. That's perfect. That sounds like a great,
it's gonna be a good meal.
It is. Yeah. And now, before I let you go, there's one more thing I wanted to ask you about these combination dinner type things that people do. Where they combine different types of bird. So, for example, I'm sure you've heard of a turducken.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that whole idea?
I mean, I think it's cool. I think if you want to experiment and you want to do that, I think it's great. I'm personally, you know, so this is actually the first year I'm going to have a deep fried turkey for Thanksgiving. And I'm really excited about that because I've had deep fried turkey before and I think the flavor is great. But yeah, I think if you want to have those experiments and try that, you know, why not? If it doesn't work next year, you can always go back to the traditional thing. Mm-hmm. And I think this year is the perfect example. You know, I think this year it's a perfect year to experiment and go a little bit wild. Try out some new dishes. I think whenever you do experiments like that, you should always have one or two dishes that you know are going to kind of be staples. Because I think with Thanksgiving and Thanksgivica, it's about these food memories that have been going on for a really long time. And so you want to at least get some of those flavors because I think it re-energizes you, especially with winter coming. You want that warmth to start,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, so the comfort of that only a Thanksgiving dinner can offer.
Yeah, exactly.
My philosophy is that, you know, as long as you don't mess up the stuffing, that's all that matters. But that's just me.
Or the booze.
Well, that too. That's you. Hal B. Klein is our food and drink expert joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh. Hal, happy Thanksgivica.
Happy Thanksgivica to you too. Happy
Essential Pittsburgh will be off tomorrow for the Thanksgiving holiday. In our place, Lynn Rosetto Casper, host of The Splendid Table, will be talking turkey and taking your calls on her annual special, Turkey Confidential, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. At 8 o'clock, 90.5 WESA will air the program Best of the Best, the 2013 Third Coast Festival broadcast. On behalf of everyone at Essential Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Guggenheimer saying Happy Thanksgiving and Happy Hanukkah.